We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Hartman, Shelly Hartman, and Hillary Fisher all here in the studio. Everybody's got food on their laps already. Oh my gosh.
And we're just having a great morning. It is.
I had fun, but you guys need to bring your big mouths today because they are big sandwiches. Yeah,
it's not hard to do.
Oh my gosh. It looks treat. Yes. What do we got?
Well, today the topic was barbecue pork.
Yes.
And Chinese ribs.
Yes.
Mm.
So, today, right now on your lap, in your tray, I made the a Tex-Mex pork burger.
Tex-Mex pork burger.
Wow.
I've got two halves here. Which one is that one?
Okay, one is Tex-Mex. Yep. See the
is that
tortilla?
The one with the tortilla? Okay.
Yep.
It's just
a hard shell.
It's a tostada shell. Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to take this chorizo. Episode off and just eat. Right.
Yeah, okay. Chorizo, and then the pork burger is...
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then refried beans are on the bottom.
Oh, my just God, from a can. Look at that.
Jalapenos and cilantro.
Sorry,
and
listeners, it looks amazing.
Then the pork burger, I put our...
frozen?
No, our preserves on it.
Oh.
I just glazed it and gave it some flavor and just put salt and pepper.
I'm going in for a bite.
Uh-huh. And then the chorizo also has the preserves on it.
Okay.
So there's a patty of chorizo, just a small one.
Man, that's good.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yay.
Yeah.
And then the corn...
just gives it the extra...
I think so. You know, it was... Well, the other sandwiches, I used like the hot pepper jelly.
Yeah.
One to kick it up. And it's just like... Why not?
Yeah. No, I agree. Why? Like, let's... Like,
and the
especially...
flavor enhances. I don't know how to explain pork sandwiches.
And you think of pulled pork. Most everybody's brains goes to pulled pork, but doesn't necessarily mean.
No, this is ground pork. I bought it at Meijer in the patty already. And so it comes portioned that way. So
and with the blueberries.
Did I say it was delicious? Yeah. I'll say it again. You guys keep talking.
Yeah, okay,
so I made
fine.
A special sauce. Everyone has a little special sauce.
Yes, treating her special sauce.
Does not have any blueberry in it. It has corn and sour cream and cilantro, jalapeno. It's more like the dip that you get.
Oh,
it is
yeah.
I'm with Rob. I'm taking this up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, me and Treat will carry you guys. Go ahead.
So wait, before we go, what is the blueberry in this?
It's the preserves on the chorizo glazed and the pork.
Okay, all right.
So it's our famous... world famous blueberry preserves that are amazing.
Really,
I mean, it is probably one of our best sellers, I would say, just because
it has good texture,
versatile, you know, and that's one of the things. And I don't know if you guys caught it in the beginning, the opening Treat said this is what was on our schedule. So what we've done is we've planned out every week what Treat prepares. She plans for it, we prepare for it. And then that's what we...
Yeah, instead of making the same recipe I did before, I'm trying to create something else that will, show you guys...
How to use blueberries. And then we're going to post these, and then it'll be a lot easier for you guys to think about blueberries in another way than, like I always say, pancakes, muffins, and
the sweet
fresh and frozen.
Yes.
Of course, I do have a sweet dessert, too.
Ooh, ooh, ooh!
Yeah.
Ooh.
The second one is an Asian one.
Okay.
It has... Spam. Blueberry glazed spam.
Oh, my gosh.
The pork is glazed also, but with the spam, I put the hot pepper jelly.
I have never had spam.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
You've never had
sticky
spam
rice,
ever?
Sticky rice?
Sticky rice with miso on it and a little bit of glaze. I didn't know much about that, if that would be okay. And then the cucumber salad.
Oh, my gosh. Treat. Look at that.
It has just a little bit of blueberry in it. I didn't...
Yeah,
like a vinaigrette. I didn't have any vinaigrette.
Oh, what? See,
yeah,
she's out.
We know where we can get it.
Yeah. Treat, Rob, where can she get this?
Probably at the blueberry store.
I think
that's right.
So.
Yeah. Or she can call
it. And how
fast
did I pass by it?
Yeah, that's 1-877-654-2400 is that toll-free
that's
number.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or you can stop in at 525 Phoenix Street.
Yes.
Or, of course, at the warehouse.
Or, yes, you can do all those things. I'm kind of brain fried from this food at the moment. I can barely even think.
If you need blueberry products or blueberries, we will set you up. There is no doubt about that. We'll be able to be happy to set you up.
And, you know, it's priced well,
yes,
in my opinion. you know,
value.
Yes, the value is there because it's good product, good Michigan quality. Blueberries, good quality.
Wow. Yes.
I of the two, if I need to give a rating, I like the first one better. Because it has that treat show. That treat show is real good. No, actually the mix of it. And then the other one's just a little bit kind of sweeter. It's excellent, and I would be happy to have that on my plate. But if I had to say which one I liked better is the first one.
Yep, they both like are right up there, depending on what you go for. Now, if you would ate the other one first, you might have said it vice versa.
Maybe.
It's more traditional flavor, the Tex-Mex.
Well, the Tex-Mex.
I call it Tex-Mex. I don't know why.
I love it. It's perfect.
They're not short of messy, though.
No, I know. That's why
I said, that's okay. You look good in everything you eat, Rob. No problem.
we need to start putting spread wrap on our shelf as a bib. And then,
I'm confused.
That was cute.
Took a big different direction there.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, one of the things that we'll get in here at some point during the show is we'll talk about the blueberries and what we're seeing out there in the fields.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have about a minute right now before we this segment.
Gosh.
If you want to do that right now and talk about the state of the blueberry field.
I love it. Everybody's been asking, what is this cold weather doing to the blueberries? Well, you know, between hot and cold and hot, you know, it's typical Michigan winter or spring or summer, whatever it is.
I think
Winter.
Yeah.
No, the blueberries actually, you know, they're holding back due to the cold weather we had last week, and it keeps them from blooming, like popping wide open. Now, this warm weather we've had, when it gets warm at night and it's warm during the day, that just pushes them out there. So I would say probably within the next 7 days, we'll be in bloom and the bees will be in the field pollinating.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we got a nice little warm-up here right now, it looks like, at least as far as the temperature.
Yes.
So I know that on Thursday, it was sure nice. It seems kind of cold, but you get out of there and you get
Thursday
in the sun and take the shirt off. And
Thursday was nice just because of what came before it.
Wednesday?
Right. Oh, my God. It was
42 degrees.
Yeah,
it was
that was pretty bad. But all right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more treats. So these are fantastic. I don't know how you're going to have to be outdo yourself as we move along.
That's
Don't know how you're going to do it. But we'll be back on Rob Bird's Boondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. With what? Who? The Blueberry Chicks with Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And of course, Treat and Shelly Hartman are here in the studio along with Hillary Fisher. And we are still eating. And we have another, I don't know how you are able to get that done in a minute and a half, but with more full plates right here in front of us.
I mean, and not just full plates. We are talking comfort food. Blueberries and comfort food. Now, right there is a winning combo. What do we got, Treat?
Well, let me see. Let me get my
Where
head
do we
together
start?
Here.
Oh, my gosh.
This is an Americana.
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 Yeah, so it has your blueberry sausage, links. So I sliced them real thin, so I didn't add any blueberry to that. Mm-hmm. But the pork sausage has a little glaze on it, the preserves again. And then I made a pimento cheese.
What are we talking
the
about
The burger.
Here? Oh, the burger, okay.
And lettuce, of course. And then what else did that have?
Looks
on
like
it?
A sauce, like barbecue, the blueberry barbecue.
Yes, I mixed the blueberry barbecue sauce with some mayonnaise. So that's my special sauce for that one. It's really tasty, very tasty.
That does sound good.
You might have to, the bun got soggy.
What the heck?
Well, when you haul, I've made this at 4 o'clock. Yeah. So by the time we eat
in the
it,
morning.
It's kind of.
Do I have a whole bottom and a half a top? Is that what?
You have, it's. Oh, see, it didn't cut very well.
That's all right. That what you got to do, Rob. Remember, we're
just manage it.
All right, I got it.
It'll be a spectacle.
It's a sandwich roll up.
A spectacle. All right, so we got the Americana.
Holy messy.
Yeah, or the USA.
Woo, woo, go. Oh, wow. Especially, this would be great for Memorial Day weekend.
And it has bacon on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the combo is really good. It's just a little messy because of today.
Yeah, well, we love
it's not
messy,
at all.
Especially because, you know.
How come it's on your microphone?
No, it's all over everything.
That was me last week.
Well, yeah. Go ahead, Treat. What else you got on there?
Well, let's see. My big thing was I was trying to use, I made the pimento sauce, cheese. Is fresh cheese shredded and then horseradish sauce in there, and it makes it a little punchy.
Ooh.
But your barbecue sauce is the highlight and the sausage.
It looks great.
Oh. And very easy.
It tastes great.
I mean, sorry, listeners, but if you look at that barbecue sauce on that bun, you can see the chunks of blueberry in there.
It's there.
And that's what
the flavor
is so good
is there.
About that. I would put that barbecue sauce up with a competition.
I would, too. It's not real smoky.
Yeah,
but
that's
it does
what
have
I
some
like.
In it.
Yeah. I don't like the real smoky ones.
Mm-hmm.
I like
not super sweet. You can, of course, make it sweet, and I've done that before. Added a little bit more because I'm from here, but I lived in the South for a lot of years.
Yeah, you cooked in the South.
Yes, so everything's sweet down there.
Yes, even their tea.
The tea. Oh. If your spoon don't stand up in it, it ain't Southern.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
we do have tea at the Blueberry Store also.
That's right.
You have two flavors, don't you? Two different kinds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we do. We have an iced tea and then we have a maple tea.
Mm.
Yeah, that's really, both of those are great products too.
I've used those in brines with chicken, I believe it was, or pork.
Yep.
Yes.
And I think those are coming up soon.
Oh, that'll be good.
On the schedule, yeah.
That'll be great.
Not really sure what exactly we'll do with it, but yeah. And then didn't we mix it with lemonade?
Yes.
And made one of those
Arnold Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really good, too. You know, as we continue to go through all of these different experiences and tasting all the different things that you're coming up with, that, you know, you're just so creative with all this blueberry
it's
stuff.
It's not hard.
Yeah, that's what I guess
it.
I was going to
like,
say.
I'm like, oh, okay, this is on sale. Okay, I'll go try that. Or this is on my schedule. I'll go try that.
I think we ought to get Treat her own 800 number. And if people got blueberry questions to use in recipes, that we could.
He didn't like
I thought it might have been a sweet potato, and I did it anyways.
Oh,
I do not like sweet potatoes.
No. Those were store-bought.
Now, I was going to mush it up in my mouth and just kind of swallow it.
Oh, my gosh. You're so funny, Rob.
He did not look happy. And then the other item we have there is a blade steak, pork blade steak, what they call. So they just took the butcher at the Meijer, took the pork roast, the pork butt, and he sliced it. So that's what that is. So it's more of portion related. You know, you don't have to buy the whole butt, but it was like $4 a pound. It doesn't really go on sale, I think, because all the handling they have to do and the repackaging and all that.
It's really good.
Yeah, and the texture and like it's really tender.
It's good. Thank you. So that has your blueberry barbecue sauce on it. Mm-hmm. And the cornbread has the blueberry honey. Did I put honey on it? Mm-hmm. Did I? Okay.
That's
your blueberry cornbread.
And that is so good.
Now, I don't know if you remember, but maybe a month or 6 weeks ago, we had a cornbread meal.
Yes.
I don't remember what it was, corn dog or something like that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like that. So I made the rest of the cornbread and I froze it.
Nice.
And that's what you're having.
See?
So is the texture good?
Mm-hmm. It's great. Right? Real,
I thought it was real moist, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
You would not have known it was
so
frozen.
So it held up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's good to know, too.
Yeah, so that pork steak was really good. I'd put it in the oven because my stove was busy with other things today. But, you just slow and low.
Slow and low.
And I put the barbecue sauce on it, some other spices, you know, like you would a barbecue.
Well, I think, and one of the nice parts is that this product is easily accessible. Seriously, we said it before. We want to make sure that people are like experiencing all of these great tasting products, these value added products that are using Michigan blueberries with, and that they're creating memories and holidays and special, like today we got the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
And, you know, what are we going to do for the Kentucky Derby? Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. I mean, there's a lot of holidays that you can really put blueberries in. It can be part of your eating routine because not only do they taste good, what are they?
Good for you. Oh, speaking of that, I brought in a magazine. Are we done with this portion?
Sure. I think we still have another. It's about time to take a break here right now.
All right, take a break. When we come back, Treat will have some
articles. Some information,
All right.
Some more Treat when we come back at Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz, by the Blueberry Store. Robert's
Moondog Show! Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year, and our store has been restocked, and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by a Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store, and we're kind of all a little full over here.
Food
Treating Shelly Hartman, Hillary Fisher, and Luckily, we do have a dessert on the way, but we have something else to talk about because I think... Are you full, Hillary?
I am.
It was a lot of food in a very short time.
This is great.
I am beyond full.
Yeah, what do you got there, Shelley?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've learned about working alongside a treat is that, you know, she is a reader. And she reads a lot of magazines and recipe books. And so she her creativity comes from all of the research. I feel it's research that she's doing to come up with these different products, how to use the products and different taste things. So one of the things she brought to my attention was it's a magazine. It's called Cooking Light. And then this is anti-inflammation 81 healing recipes. Now you can buy this treat. Where'd you get it? Walmart or Meijer in the magazine section.
Does it say what?
It's not blueberry exclusive.
It's not blueberry exclusive. However, and there's not blueberries on the cover. However, I will point out on the inside, there are many, many articles in here about blueberries because blueberries are anti-inflammatory. They really work against inflammation in your joints and your muscles. Blueberries are also good. They're brain berries. They're good for your mind. They're good for helping to maintain your sugar levels. They're good for metabolic syndrome. I mean, there's just not... So not only are they good, like we say, they are so good for you. And when you start investing in your health, you know, we're looking at now food as medicine. Blueberries is medicine. How can we incorporate these foods into our eating habits, our daily lives, that we consider it, this is food, but it's also medicine, right? And blueberries fits that bill perfectly.
Well, I know we get ours all in on Saturday morning.
Yes, that's right. In every which way, we get our blueberry fix in on Saturday mornings, but during the season, I'm eating blueberries every day fresh, either on the bush or somebody's bringing them into the office. And once you start doing that, you can really taste the differences of all the different varieties and different purposes for the different varieties. It's really quite exciting. Well, for me, but
it's very exciting.
I'm excited about blueberries. Well, I'm a blueberry pusher, so.
I think it is exciting. I mean, we have a ton of people that visit the U-Pick and, that's their family vacation.
We did a facelift. Yeah. On the U-Pick, so people get to see freshen up. It's
some
great
new products
in there, just like the store downtown. We did a freshen up downtown, a reset. Have tons of cute stuff down there. They have little girl bathing suits with blueberries all over them, blueberry dresses, blueberry towels, a whole blueberry dog section.
Yes, we went
blueberry
all out.
Dog.
Yeah, blueberry leash and collars and bows, snacks and bows.
Are they edible?
No.
The snacks are.
Yeah. Shall we bring some?
No, they're dog snacks, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
no, that's right.
Oh, cotton candy.
Probably better than some eat.
Cotton candy.
And we just got in these wonderful suckers. I'm telling you, they are so good.
We have some handmade things, like those nail files that are
hand-painted.
Do you
keep pushing that microphone away from you?
I'm sorry.
She's like taking a
lean. I just keep leaning back. I'm so full.
Her stomach. Like, woo! And then, you know,
it's so comfortable here.
We're working on new products, too, for the store, for the U-Pick. Some really cool things we may be working on for out there. Of course, our juices. Still sell our wines and our hard ciders and maybe working on some stuff in that area too. Okay. So,
all right. Sounds like everything's moving forward, but the little dessert that's in front of us, it looks fantastic. What do we got going on here?
Well, I had some pie filling left.
From National Blueberry Pie Day.
Yes. And anyway, so I bought some almond paste in the little box. It comes prepared. And I don't know if I overdid it. I've never used it before.
Nope. This is good.
And the pie crust, Pillsbury now has little mini crusts that you can put in your muffin pan. And then so it's a one thing serving. So I put the blueberry filling in the bottom, marzipan, more filling, marzipan.
Wow. I think it's...
And then baked it.
It looks...
This is
And so how
delicious.
Long did it take you to put it together?
Well, baking was 15, and the other thing, just out of the jar, boom, boom. And the marzipan comes in a dough type thing,
so
I just made it flatter.
And the, and then you, but you have a homemade with a homegrown Michigan homegrown blueberries in it.
Good.
Yeah. See,
like a little mini pie.
It's like the blueberry on the top. The blueberry on the top. It's a perfect topper for. And you know, one of the reasons why they say people should eat a little bit of sweetness after, like, where dessert came from, and how, like, you eat a big dinner and then you eat something sweet afterwards, it helps with your digestive system.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But good, don't get carried guys. Away. We can't get carried away.
I wanted to mention the can that you buy in the store, pie filling.
Yes.
It is a lot of cornstarch, so it's like a thickener.
Yes.
And this does not have that. I'm sure it has cornstarch in it. Don't get me wrong. I didn't read. No?
No.
Just all blueberries. And water, maybe.
Our pie filling treat. It doesn't have any of those.
You can definitely tell. It's not runny. It's stable.
Thick. It's thick. Well, when of course.
It bubbles, and it does overflow the juices and things like that, but it's not
chintzy.
Yeah. Yes.
We're not using preservatives or fillers to chunk it up in there. We're using real blueberries.
Because when I use a pie filling, I dig for the berry.
Right.
Not in ours.
Well, we got about a minute left here, so anything we got to make sure we get out?
I think that, you know, just like everybody keep the positive vibes going for a good blueberry crop. It's looking great. We have some really exciting things and some guests that we'll be having in the future shows to talk about some of the things that's been happening in the blueberry industry. Yeah. And I just wish everyone a good Saturday, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, no doubt. And for a bonus for all of you folks out there, is I don't know which one of these ladies. I know Shelly's going to stay for another segment. We're going to talk about the first annual Ram Salute.
Yes.
We've got some updates and some more things that we've got done to make sure that we let you guys know about. So she's going to stick around. Maybe Treat will. Maybe Hillary will. I don't know who's at this point going to.
But I am for sure.
But Shelly is for sure. So 1-877-654-2400 is that toll-free number to call and find out blueberry stuff. And maybe get a hold of Hillary, make her talk a little bit more.
Yes.
Yes. And then, of course, you can go to blueberrystore.com to see all of those things. And, of course, you can go visit the store.
Yeah,
when can they do that, Hillary?
11 to 6, Monday through Sunday.
Right downtown South Haven. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the end of the Blueberry Chicks of the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.